This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's that time of year again when anglers are talking about crappie fishing, hunters are talking about turkey hunting, and all types of people are talking about mushrooming. In fact, there's plenty of good mushrooming to be found throughout the area right now, and we hope to have reports on our turkey hunt as soon as they're available, and they're not available yet. But right now, we're catching good numbers of crappie throughout the area. In fact, all of our local lakes, as far as Gillespie Lake, the Litchfield Lake, Lee Yeager, as well as the Old Lake, they're all turning on right now, and you can pretty well tell that these are good times for crappie fishermen. In fact, most any dedicated crappie angler will tell you that the annual dogwood bloom always marks the start of the annual crappie bite. Rapidly warming waters triggering the species an urge to begin the annual reproductive cycle. Hordes of hungry crappies that seemingly disappeared from our waters during the summer and fall can be found swarming to the shallow water nesting grounds. This is an event that's occurring right now at most rivers, reservoirs, streams, and rivers throughout the state. In fact, the return of the annual crappie bite has droves of hopeful anglers heading to popular fishing waters throughout the area. With the warmer, summer-like weather of the past few days, angling action in nearby Corps of Engineer reservoirs is beginning to heat up as well. So we'll be talking about them a little bit later in the program, but right now I think we can see good fishing at all of our local lakes. The Gillespie Lake, as we told you, I think we're seeing a few bigger crappie now. The crappie have been biting here for good numbers of weeks now, and I think we're going to see some better crappie now. And the Lake Lee Yeager, good crappie as well. Good numbers of crappie as well as good crappie, quality crappie, showing up on the Angler's Creel. And the Otter Lake near Girard, another good crappie spot. If you're looking for good numbers of quality crappie, you're going to head up to the north end of the lake. But I think you can catch good numbers of crappie throughout the state, or throughout the lake, everywhere. They're biting in the north end, the south end. They're biting everywhere. So this is a good time to be. This is a good time to be a crappie fisherman. Much of the better crappie fishing is being found in the southern parts of the state, at like Wren Lake. But right now, you can still find some pretty good crappie fishing throughout the state. The crappie fishing is rated fair right now at Lake Shelbyville. Anglers are taking them in the north end and getting better with the warmer weather conditions. Look for fish with a jig and minnow at about 8 to 10 feet off the banks, about 3 feet down. Anglers are also catching a few walleye. Anglers are finding some fish in the river with the walleye providing fair action, and that'll turn on as the time goes on as well. At Carlisle Lake, the lake is up a bit right now. Right now, it's 445.8, 58 degrees, and pretty muddy. Crappie have slowed, but will pick up as soon as they will be moving soon onto the banks, and the anglers are going to catch good numbers of bigger fish as these fish move onto the banks. Catfish remain the best catch right now. Humps, coves, and creeks yielding good numbers of catfish on all types of live and commercial catfish baits. And largemouth bass is getting even better. All small, however. Riprap is yielding most of the fish, with jigs and chatterbaits producing better action. So as this goes on, I think we're going to see this lake turn back on as a largemouth bass lake. At Wren Lake, it's truly a crappie haven. In many lakes, crappie fishing quickly comes to an end following the spawning season. At the sprawling Wren Lake in southern Illinois, however, crappie fishing is year-round activity. You can just about bet that a few crappie are being pulled from this lake virtually every day of the year. During the coldest days of the winter, shoreline anglers can be found fishing around the docks, ramps, and other areas of Wren Lake. And during the summer, much of the better action comes from the sunken fish attractors placed in this lake by fishermen working in various guide services. This was the situation a few years ago when Todd Gessner pulled his comfortable deep-V guide boat up to one of these fishing locations. He says we can still catch fish from shallow water brush around the lake, but the best action is from these deeper sets. Gessner and his very capable crew of guides should certainly know that. With dozens of guide trips already under the belt, the lake's lineup of guides keep a good handle on the fishing and locations of fish throughout the state. So I think Wren Lake is going to be a hot spot as we continue on throughout the spring. And I think it's going to be a hot spot for crappie as well. So I think we're looking at some pretty good fishing right now at Wren Lake. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. Until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.